The girls of SAISD's Young Women's Leadership Academy sing in front of the Tobin Center's construction site. Along the front walls now sits 144 feet of murals by SAISD students. Omar Leos, the district's visual and theater arts coordinator, says 280 students help design 36 4-foot by 4-foot panels.
So instead of having just a regular fence blocking the construction site, there'll be public art displayed by students of San Antonio ISD.
The students were asked to create a scene of what the performing arts means to them. Emily Brieno, a Harris Middle School student, designed one of the panels with three of her classmates.
I created a scene of like the theater arts, so I had a dancer and an actor and someone playing the violin because I play the violin myself.
The SAISD encompasses all of downtown, and trustee Olga Hernandez says she's happy to see the students' talents displayed for both visitors and locals.
We have very talented students, very talented employees to help the students, of course. It's inner city, but we've got great talent that has nothing to do with what they can do and what goals they set for themselves.
Bruce Bug, chair of the Bexar County Performing Arts Foundation, says the mural is an early demonstration of what the Tobin Center is meant to stand for.
It's the promise of we're building this for the youth of San Antonio and for our future of tomorrow.
Bug adds through the remainder of the center's construction, the foundation plans on doing other arts programs with districts throughout the city. The Tobin Center for the Performing Arts is set to open in September of 2014. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.